Welcome to the Daily Audio Torah. Today is September 9th. Now let's continue our journey reading through the entire Bible in 1 year. This week we are reading from the Israel Bible for the Old Testament and from the King James for the New Testament. Deuteronomy 23:1-12. No man shall marry his father's former wife, so as to remove his father's garment. No one whose testes are crushed or whose member is cut off shall be admitted into the congregation of Hashem. No one misbegotten shall be admitted into the congregation of Hashem. None of his descendants, even in the 10th generation, shall be admitted into the congregation of Hashem. No Ammonite or Moabite shall be admitted into the congregation of Hashem. None of their descendants, even in the 10th generation, shall ever be admitted into the congregation of Hashem, because they did not meet with you food and water on your journey after you left Egypt, and because they hired Balaam, son of Beor from Pethor of Aram Naharaim, to curse you. But Hashem your God refused to heed Balaam. Instead, Hashem your God turned the curse into a blessing for you, for Hashem your God loves you. You shall never concern yourself with their welfare or benefit as long as you live. You shall not abhor an Edomite, for he is your kinsman. You shall not abhor an Egyptian, for you were a stranger in his land. Children born to them may be admitted into the congregation of Hashem in the third generation. When you go out as a troop against your enemies, be on your guard against anything untoward. If anyone among you has been rendered unclean by a nocturnal emission, he must leave the camp and he must not re-enter the camp. Toward evening, he shall bathe in water, and at sundown, he may re-enter the camp. Isaiah 3:1-5:30. For lo, the sovereign Lord of hosts will remove from Jerusalem and from Judah prop and stay, every prop of food and every prop of water, soldier and warrior, magistrate and navi, augur and elder, captain of 50, magnate and counselor, skilled artisan and expert enchanter, and he will make boys their rulers and babes shall govern them. So the people shall oppress one another, each oppressing his fellow. The young shall bully the old, and the despised shall bully the honored. For should a man seize his brother, in whose father's house there is clothing, come, be a chief over us, and let this ruin be under your care. The other will thereupon protest, I will not be a dresser of wounds, with no food or clothing in my own house. You shall not make me chief of a people. Ah, Jerusalem has stumbled and Judah has fallen, because by sword, word and deed they insult Hashem, defying his majestic glance. Their partiality and judgment accuses them. They avow their sins like Sodom. They do not conceal them. Woe to them, for ill have they served themselves. Hail the just man, for he shall fare well. He shall eat the fruit of his works. Woe to the wicked man, for he shall fare ill. As his hands have dealt, so shall it be done to him. My people's rulers are babes. It is governed by women. O my people, your leaders are misleaders. They have confused the course of your paths. Hashem stands up to plead a cause. He rises to champion the peoples. Hashem will bring this charge against the elders and officers of his people. It is you who have ravaged the vineyard. That which was robbed from the poor is in your houses. How dare you crush my people and grind the faces of the poor, says Hashem. Hashem said, because the daughters of Zion are so vain and walk with heads thrown back, with roving eyes and with mincing gait, making a tinkling with their feet, my Lord will bear the pates of the daughters of Zion. Hashem will uncover their heads. In that day, Hashem will strip off the finery of the anklets, the fillets, and the crescents, of the eardrops, the bracelets, and the veils, the turbans, the armlets, and the sashes, of the talismans and the amulets, the signet rings and nose rings, of the festive robes, the mantles and the shawls, the purses, the lace gowns and the linen vests and the kerchiefs and the capes. And then, instead of perfume, there shall be wrought, and instead of an apron, a rope. Instead of a diadem of beaten work, a shorn head. Instead of a rich robe, a girding of sackcloth, a burn instead of beauty. Her men shall fall by the sword, her fighting manhood in battle, and her gates shall lament and mourn, and she shall be emptied, shall sit on the ground. In that day, 7 women shall take hold of one man, saying, "We will eat our own food and wear our own clothes. Only let us be called by your name. Take away our disgrace." In that day, the radiance of Hashem will lend beauty and glory, and the splendor of the land will give dignity and majesty to the survivors of Israel. And those who remain in Zion and are left in Jerusalem, all who are inscribed for life in Jerusalem, shall be called holy. When my Lord has washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and from Jerusalem's midst has rinsed out her infamy in a spirit of judgment and a spirit of purging, Hashem will create over the whole shrine and meeting place of Mount Zion cloud by day and smoke with a glow of flaming fire by night. Indeed, over all the glory shall hang a canopy which shall serve as a pavilion for shade from heat by day, and as a shelter for protection against drenching rain. Let me sing for my beloved a song of my lover about his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard on a fruitful hill. He broke the ground, cleared it of stones, and planted it with choice vines. He built a watchtower inside it. He even hewed a wine press in it, where he hoped it would yield grapes. Instead, it yielded wild grapes. Now then, dwellers of Jerusalem and men of Judah, you be the judges between me and my vineyard. What more could have been done for my vineyard that I failed to do in it? Why, when I hoped it would yield grapes, did it yield wild grapes? Now I am going to tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will remove its hedge, that it may be ravaged. I will break down its wall, that it may be trampled. And I will make it a desolation. It shall not be pruned or hoed, and it shall be overgrown with briars and thistles. And I will command the clouds to drop no rain on it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the seedlings he lovingly tended are the men of Judah. And he hoped for justice, but behold, injustice. For equity, but behold, iniquity. Ah, those who add house to house, and join field to field, till there is room for none but you to dwell in the land. In my hearing, said the Lord of hosts, surely my great houses shall lie forlorn, spacious and splendid ones without occupants. For 10 acres of vineyard shall yield just one bout, and a field sown with an omer of seed shall yield a mere ephah. Ah, those who chase liquor from early in the morning until late in the evening are inflamed by wine. Who at their banquets have lyre and lute, timbrel, flute, and wine, but who never give a thought to the plan of Hashem and take no note of what he is designing. Assuredly, my people will suffer exile for not giving heed, its multitude victims of hunger, and its masses parched with thirst. Assuredly, Sheol has opened wide its gullet and parted its jaws in a measureless gape, and down into it it shall go, that splendor and tumult, that din and revelry. Yes, man is bowed and mortal brought low. Brought low is the pride of the haughty. And the Lord of hosts is exalted by judgment, the holy Hashem proved holy by retribution. Then lambs shall gaze and as in their meadows, and strangers shall feed on the ruins of the stout. Ah, those who haul sin with cords of falsehood and iniquity with cart ropes, who say, let him speed, let him hasten his purpose, if we are to give thought. Let the plans of the Holy One of Israel be quickly fulfilled, if we are to give heed. Ah, those who call evil good and good evil, who present darkness as light, and light as darkness, who present bitter as sweet, and sweet as bitter. Ah, those who are so wise in their own opinion, so clever in their own judgment. Ah, those who were so doughty as drinkers of wine and so valiant as mixers of drink, who vindicate him who is in the wrong in return for a bribe and withhold vindication from him who is in the right. Assuredly, as straw is consumed by a tongue of fire, and hay shrivels as it burns, their stalks shall become like rot, and their buds shall blow away like dust. For they have rejected the instruction of the Lord of hosts, spurned the word of the Holy One of Israel. That is why Hashem's anger was roused against his people, why he stretched out his arm against it, and struck it so that the mountains quaked and its corpses lay like refuse in the streets. Yet his anger has not turned back, and his arm is outstretched still. He will raise an ensign to a nation afar, whistle to one at the end of the earth. There it comes with lightning speed. In its ranks none is weary or stumbles. They never sleep or slumber. The belts on their waists do not come loose, nor do the thongs of their sandals break. Their arrows are sharpened, and all their bows are drawn. Their horses' hoofs are like flint, their chariot wheels like the whirlwind. Their roaring is like a lion's. They roar like the great beasts. When they growl and seize a prey, they carry it off, and none can recover it. But in that day, a roaring shall resound over him, like that of the sea, and then he shall look below and behold distressing darkness with light, darkness and its lowering clouds. 2 Corinthians 11, 1 to 15. Would to God you would bear with me, Paul, a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me, for I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that comes preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit which you have not received, or another gospel which you have not accepted, you might bear well with him. For I suppose I was not a whit behind the very chief apostles. But though I be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge, but we have been truly made manifest among you in all things. Have I committed an offense in abasing myself that you might be exalted, because I have preached to you the gospel of God freely? I robbed other churches, taking wages of them to do you service. And when I was present with you and wanted, I was chargeable to no man. For that which was lacking to me, the brethren which came from Macedonia supplied. And in all things I have kept myself from being burdensome unto you, and so will I keep myself. As the truth of Christ is in me, no man shall stop me of this boasting in the regions of Achaia. Wherefore, because I love you not, God knows, but what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory they may be found even as we. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Psalm 53, 1-6. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that does good. God looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. Every one of them is gone back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that does good. No, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread? They have not called upon God. There were they in great fear where no fear was, for God has scattered the bones of him that encamps against you. You have put them to shame because God has despised them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel had come out of Zion. When God brings back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad. Proverbs 22:28-29. Remove not the ancient landmark which your fathers have set. Do you see a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. Please enjoy this beautiful worship song, My Lighthouse, sung by the Rend Collective.
In my wrestling and in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. In the silence, you won't let go. In the questions, your truth will hold. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. To show
peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea.